Tonight is the eve of the feast of St. Teresa, the little flower of the child Jesus. Saturday, October the 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 1976. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fairgrounds in Flushing, Long Island.
The sky is very gray tonight, but there is a pink path outlining the trees. The coloring almost is somber. There is a large white bear coming through the sky on our right side, directly over the first tree. Our Lady is standing on top of this ball. It's like a globe. I could almost feel it's a globe of the world. However, I do not see the outlines of the earth upon it. Our Lady is very beautiful. She's in her bare feet, though. I can see her gown blowing at the bottom, and her feet are coming out from under her skirt, a very long skirt. Our Lady has a very pure white dress with a sort of a cinched waistline. Our Lady has her belting tucked in about her waistline, and the skirt is very voluminous. Now, as the ball is moving over to the left, that would be Our Lady's right. It says, just looks like Our Lady is standing and riding on top of the ball. It's very beautiful. Our Lady has a mantle, a pale blue mantle that covers her whole head down onto her shoulders and goes down her back till it almost becomes a part of her gown. It's very beautiful. The wind is blowing, and Our Lady's mantle now is blowing all about her. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her waist. She's loosening it. It's a beautiful rosary. It has large golden Our Fathers in the beads, and the Hail Marys are a white, a pure pearl-like white. However, as Our Lady now is moving, all the colors of the rainbow are shining out from the beads. It's just beautiful. Our Lady is smiling. The light is very brilliant about her. It would be difficult without God's grace to look into the light to see Our Lady's face. Our Lady now is taking her golden crucifix from the rosary and extending it in front of her like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is placing the rosary in her left hand, and she's holding the crucifix now to her lips, kissing it, and returning now the rosary to her waist. Now she is touching her lips, which means to listen carefully. My child, I have always directed you without error. In the past, I have told you many times, my child, that the road to the kingdom of your God is filled with thorns. It is by trial and suffering that you can truly carry the cross. The greatest trials are given, my children, to those who are on the narrow road to the kingdom. You must all learn the value of suffering. The Eternal Father allows this for a reason. If you will study the past lives of your saints, my children, you will understand why I say that penance and suffering are truly the way of the cross. Your world is in deep spiritual darkness. The message from heaven is reaching all of the far corners of your earth. It is in the will of mankind, allowed by the Eternal Father, for all to hear the message and to make their own choice. In the days ahead, the days that will lead to the great crucible of suffering, there will be a gradual separation of the sheep from the goats. A great responsibility has been given to the pastors of my son's church. We have looked into the hearts of many pastors and found them wanting. It is a sad fact, my child, that even those who wear the mitres may fall into hell. My children, you go through your earthly life looking for the roses, but you must understand that the cross is always beneath the roses. Now Our Lady is pointing up to her right side, and the sky is opening up. There's a tremendous great light now. It's widening, it's pinpointing from a central location and widening out. It's like a spray of sunshine coming through the darkness, and behind the light, coming forward, I see Teresa. Oh, Saint Teresa and her sisters. Oh, and behind them are many nuns and clerics. The nuns are dressed in different habits. However, they all have one thing in common. The gowns are long and dark and very modest. Our Lady now is placing her hand out to her side, and Teresa is now gliding over. They don't walk. Everyone is being carried on the wind like they were weightless. Now Teresa is taking Our Lady's hand. Oh, she looks also so happy. There is such an expression of joy and peace and love upon Teresa's face as she's turning to Our Lady. My child, the example given by Teresa and all who have given their lives in vocations, this example must be returned to my son's church. Because you do not pray enough, my children, because you have given yourselves to sins of the flesh. Many wars have descended upon you, many trials of earthquakes and floods and great heat have come upon you. My children, there is a most terrible calamity approaching mankind, and I beg you as your mother to avoid this, to get down now upon your knees and do penance, atonement, and sacrifice to the Eternal Father, who has already been offended too much. Through countless earth years, my children, I have wandered among you. The Eternal Father has sent me as a mediatrix between God and man, bringing you a warning from heaven. It is a simple message of faith, my children. In the knowledge the all-knowing knowledge of the Eternal Father. He foresaw the days ahead and tried to prepare you, my children, for these days. Prophets were sent among you, and what have you done with their message? You have cast it aside, disowned your prophets, your saints, and you have decided among you, O you of little faith, to bring about the rise of another church that is not of my son. You are building in your arrogance a church of man. You scurry to and fro, crying love, love, brotherhood and friendship. But words come not from the heart, but from the mouth. Oh, my children, I have given you the knowledge of what will happen to your world and what is taking place now to bring about your own destruction. Are you going to go blindly like sheep to the slaughter, my children? In the eternal city of Rome, the message from heaven has been made known. Now I admonish you as your mother to act upon my warning, my children. There must be a complete reversal in the manner in which you have set out to tear asunder my son's church and his teachings. In blindness of heart, you have taken the roles and remade them to suit the basic carnal natures of mankind. You must bring back the commandments of your God as given to you by the prophets without addition, without change, and without the rationalization of sin. In your schools of learning, my children, your seminaries, they are polluted with error and sin. Whatever shall become of you? Many now in my son's churches are closing their eyes to the error and deceit. They allow contaminated souls to teach the young. And why? Not because there is a fear of love of God, because he has a fear and love of his fellow man. And why? But for worldly gain. What has happened to your vocation, pastors? What will it gain you if you set yourselves away from the Eternal Father by gathering all of the world's goods and wealth? You cannot come across the veil with one fraction of what you gather upon earth. The ways of man are not akin to the ways of your God. He will not accept your gold and your silver. He will not accept your worldly power and control of lives upon earth. And he will reject your old pastors if you are responsible, even in the smallest measure, for the destruction of souls. As my son was forced
You want to and fro, crying peace, love, and brotherhood? There shall be no peace or love or brotherhood without faith and tradition and truth. And you seek to separate faith from tradition. And what have you but lukewarm souls and apostates? Repeat, my child, the message again given to you through Teresa. The end is not as far as you can see. Already you have apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. Much, my children, shall be given to you by riddle. But those who implore the Holy Spirit among you to enlighten them shall not find this a riddle long. It is a puzzle, yes, for all mankind to understand the solution. It is a puzzle that must be solved in your lifetime and in this generation, my children. For if you do not solve it, my son will set in motion his plan to give this answer to you. Oh, my children, it truly rains teardrops from heaven. How I have begged you to pray for your bishops. How I have begged you to pray for the leaders of your government. Too few pray for them. Too few even pray for members of their own household. And why? Because the damnable machine of Satan television has been used now to destroy the solidarity of a home. It has come in and separated communication between the individuals of the home. Oh, my children, do not be deceived by the ways of Satan that he sets among you. He will not come to you so that he will be recognized immediately. He will come to you as an angel of light. He will give you all that appeals to your human nature. But it will sicken your immortal soul. My children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer throughout your country and your world. Unite in a crusade for my rosary, my children. I do not wish to look down among you and hear the voices that will cry to me, oh, if I could only recapture what could have been, but it will be too late. It's growing very dark now, and Our Lady is pointing up to the sky with her right hand. The sky is opening up, and I see what appears to be a war of some kind. I see lined up on the left side the yellow people, Our Lady says, yellow-skinned races, and on another side, the white-skinned races. And down below, there is a group of dark-skinned races. Oh, my children, the great war the war to end all wars can bring a destruction to mankind, will bring a destruction to mankind far greater than any human eye has ever seen or experienced or will ever in the future see or experience again. For in this great catastrophe, there is not that my son has promised to come among you, there would be no living flesh left. The leaders of your governments do not give the truth in your medias of press, for there are armaments being made, great instruments of metal, that can destroy and wipe out a nation. Much of this destruction, my children, does not have to be done with human bodies. These are instruments of destruction with wide range of traveling, my children. And why, my children, will this great war come about? The war to end all wars? Because of man's sin. In your country, my children, in your seminaries in the United States and Canada, my children, and the world, you have professors now so steeped in sin. They who call themselves my son's chosen priests, they are vile sons of Satan who are now rationalizing sin. There shall be no rationalization placed upon sin. The commandments shall not be looked at objectively and given to excuses or reasoning to condone sin. No, my children, it is the minds poisoned by Satan that spread this filth and error, this distortion of doctrine, this distortion of tradition, and this distortion of your faith. Awaken, pastors, from your slumber. Can you, O bishops, not spare but the little time to look into your seminaries? I say but one expression to you. They have become hell holes of error and heresy. Clean out your seminaries, my bishops. My son will lay upon you a heavy hand in penance. Is this what you want? Do you not have the courage of your convictions to stand by the truth of your faith? Have you given yourselves to such foul sin, O bishops, in your personal lives, that you do no longer recognize sin as being a way of life? Are you also condoning sin to become a way of life? And what will you gain? For as you live, so shall you die in sin.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
O pastors of my son's house, I beg you, as your mother, for it truly rains teardrops from heaven, restore my son's house to its former glory. Do not give yourself to filling your coffers. The Eternal Father wants none of your gold or your silver or your power over mankind if this power destroys entered my son's house to destroy it. You cannot hide your hearts from the Eternal Father. He allows you to go about your way, hoping that in your error you will come out of the darkness and restore yourselves to the light. You must, all pastors in my son's house, pray more. You do not pray enough. You do not meditate. And what have you done to the good books given to you to help you in your prayer life? You have cast them aside and run about like chickens without heads and looking for what? To gather the sheep by humanism and modernism. And I say chickens without heads, for you flap your wings in pride, you stomp about in your arrogance, and you have no heads, for you have lost them to Satan. Oh, my children, would I as your mother, could I as your mother but bring you words of cheer and consolement? But do you, as children of the light, not understand how my heart is torn, torn by the many insults, the abominations being committed in my son's house? The armies of heaven upon earth now are gathering, my children. You are not alone in the battle of head. You will never be alone, for my son and I, the Eternal Father and the Light, are always with you. And you, my children of light, will all see us again. You will see us with your human eyes, many with their human eyes, and many shall rise to join my son when he returns, which my children will be soon, much sooner than any who hear my voice can expect. I give you this great encouragement and hope in the days ahead, my children, that all who believe, that all who will hold their candles of light and search through the darkness to bring the knowledge from the Eternal Father in heaven to the straying sheep, they will be saved. Our Lady now is extending her rosary out with the crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Teresa is reaching to her waist, and she's also extending her rosary out and holding it, and she's bowing to Our Lady. And Our Lady is smiling now, and Our Lady is going over. She's crossing in front of Teresa, and Teresa's sister, I see Celine, and I see her other sister, and there is a whole group now of men in long cassocks coming down. Oh, they look like beautiful, so priests. Oh, they do make us feel so wonderful to look upon them. Oh, they all have their rosaries. These men have these large black rosaries hanging about their waist on belts, like cord-like belts at their waist. And two of them have a Passionist Father sign upon their chest, over on their left side of the chest. Oh, beautiful. And now down behind Teresa, oh, I see St. Gemma Galgani. Oh, I know her. Oh, Gemma Galgani. Oh. Now Our Lady is extending her crucifix from her rosary out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now everyone is turning to their left, our right, and they're crossing across the sky. They're following Our Lady, behind Our Lady. And Michael now is coming out from the sky right over Our Lady's statue. High in the sky, Michael is coming forward. He's carrying a golden balance in his right hand and this very long and menacing-looking sword he has in his left hand. And it's very bright. I can't see Michael's face because of the light. It's a tremendous bright light. Now, Lady now is coming over, and she's stepping
very gently onto the tall tree in the center. It looks like she's standing on the bough of the outline of the tree, and she's now leaning over, bending forward, and making the sign of the cross with her rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father and my Son, and the light. We send the light among you, my children. Be consoled that the light shall never be lost among you. Continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement, and do remember your vicar, Holy Father Pope Paul VI. You must defend him in the battle ahead. There are many who he trusts that are deceivers, for they have truly joined the ranks of Judas. Pray a constant vigilant affair, my child and my children, for your priest. Of Pope Paul, on birth control is true and must be followed by mankind. There shall be no rationalization of sin. There shall be no excuse for the murder of the unborn. Sin has become a way of life among mankind. But heaven does not condone murder. Heaven cannot condone sin. Though the Eternal Father, in his mercy, is most merciful and long-suffering and forgiving, but man must repent of his sin now, while there is time. Already, the measures are being taken necessary in the propagation of the damnable abomination of the destruction of life further by euthanasia. My children, as man goes farther into the darkness, he has lost complete contact with his spirit, the spirit of life and light, and he is losing his soul, surrendering his eternal life to Satan. What does it gain you, my children? If you gather all of the treasures of the world, of your earth world, and not one treasure shall you store in heaven for your entrance over the veil, you will come without credits, my children, and you cannot enter into the kingdom of your God. And many, sadly to say, my children, as fast as snowflakes shall fall from your heavens, many are falling into hell, eternal damnation and suffering, and the agonizing knowing that forever and ever, beyond all living, there shall be nothing but emptiness and suffering. Oh, my children, purgatory is heart-wrenching to us in heaven to see the souls who must spend many long years in purgatory because they did not listen and make amends for their sins while they were upon earth. And now these amends have been meted to them in the life, the supernatural life of suffering in purgatory. Oh, my children, if I could open unto you and allow you to see the suffering of one soul in purgatory, there is nothing that you would give upon earth. There is nothing that you would not give upon earth, my children, to keep from spending one moment in that state of purgatory. And many, my children, have been here and will be here to the end of time.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Learn the value of prayer, my children. It is most powerful for the return of strange souls. Our Lady now is going very high up into the sky. Michael now has come down by her right side. Teresa and her sisters and these many priests and brothers. And then some of them are monks. Some of them look like some kind of monks. They have on a habit that I'm not familiar with. They're like cloaks about their heads, a deep brown. Oh, they look so very, very happy, and there's a peace that's beyond explaining in human words. I can't explain it, Blessed Mother. You do not have to, my child. No human word could describe the joy of heaven. Now, my child, you will continue to examine the photographs that I give you. However, I caution you to not make this a circus, for you will lose the power of the photographs if it continues. These photographs, my child, were given to you for the purpose of understanding the message. They are not to be used outside of the work of your shrine, my child. They are not for personal reasons in an individual life.
It's a beautiful pink. The edges, though, all about the trees, are a deep pink, almost bordering on red. Now, Jesus is coming forward from the center of this great light that's pinpointing directly over Our Lady's statue. The sky is opening up. It's like there are clouds just blowing away in either direction, and there's a pale blue light directly over Our Lady's statue now, and Jesus is coming forward, and the light behind him, and that seems to come out of his clothes. There's no way to explain it. The light is radiating out from Jesus in all directions. It's very brilliant. Now, Jesus is taking his cloak. He has a burgundy-colored cloak about him and placing it over his left arm. And he's holding up his hand like this with the three fingers extended and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is taking his finger and touching his lips, which means to listen carefully. My children, you may hear the detractors, the unbelievers, say there is repetition upon repetition by my mother, and a repetition of the warnings given constantly to save mankind. Understand that in the loving heart of my mother, she perseveres with hope, with the knowledge that eventually some may be saved by her constancy. Oh, my children, the louder we shout the warnings from heaven, the deeper grows the darkness. It truly rains teardrops from heaven. Understand now and act upon the message given through my mother for the Eternal Father that only a few will be saved. How few can be counted among the world's teeming millions. That knowledge will be given to you in the near future. I do not have to emphasize my mother's message to the world. The urgency of acting upon it at this time. The forces of evil are accelerating throughout your world. Many leaders in your government and many leaders in my house
have fallen into error and grave deception. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your pastors. Pray for your priests. Know that even they can carry their vices into hell. There is a satanic attack upon my house. The forces of 666 have entered upon Rome. Heresy, O mortal heresy, whatever shall become of you, I repeat in warning, and act upon this warning. The red hat has fallen, and the purple hat is being misled. My children, do not be deluded by those who cry peace, peace, love, and brotherhood, as they lead you further down the road to damnation and destruction. Do not cry for the destruction of the human body, but woe, woe, woe to the man who allows the destruction of the soul. Parents have a grave responsibility in these hours of trial ahead to gather their children in their household and instill in them the truth and the knowledge of their faith. Do not open your doors and shove your children out of your threshold to be guided into the darkness and to meet with the ravenous wolves outside your doors. Accept your duty and responsibility as a parent for the salvation of your children's souls. Error, heresy, deception permeates and pollutes the heart of many teachers. Many shall sell their souls to get to the head. The knowledge of the world beyond the veil, this knowledge is being lost to your children. Bring prayer into your homes. Teach your children the basic foundation of their faith, the commandments of your God. Do not water them down. Do not rationalize sin. For without your guidance, parents, your children shall be lost. There will be many tears shed and much gnashing of teeth set upon mankind in those days. Only a few will be saved. And woe to the man who goes lightly upon his way, not caring for his future life. You have no obligation to any man, my child and my children. Your first allegiance is to your God, the Father in heaven. No man shall stand with you over the veil and ransom your soul. You shall come across the veil exactly as you entered it, with nothing but the treasures you have stored with us in heaven. If we find that your treasures are not counted in the supernatural, and you have gathered all upon earth, you will come there and be banished from the eternal light. Do not fall into the error and fallacy that all men are automatic.
by my sacrifice upon your earth. It is a lie straight from the darkness, from the prince of darkness, Satan. Heaven was opened to all, but all shall not enter it. For many reject the light and do not have the time to return to it before they cross over into eternity. My children, your life upon earth is but a few short years. And shall you sacrifice eternity forever for these few short years, giving yourselves to all pleasures of the flesh and all manner of worldly gains? For what? For absolutely nothing. You do not gather your treasures for your God and for your soul. You pamper your human instincts and your bodies. Cast aside these shackles that bind you to the earth. Clothe yourself in garments of purity, modesty, and godliness. Do not accept the ways of Satan while you are upon your earth, for then he shall claim you forever. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, ever upon your knees, to your God the Father. Beg him, do penance, if not for yourselves, but share in charity your graces for those who without your prayers and sacrifices shall be lost forever to the eternal kingdom. For those who receive in abundance, much is expected of them. I repeat a fair warning to all bishops and cardinals now upon earth who have set themselves to rule in error. You are being judged in heaven. Many of you now plan to join the ranks of the deceivers in the eternal city of Rome. You gain nothing, for there is nothing that the deceiver, an atheist, can give you. His word is not in truth. You cannot build your world on the promises of the deceiver. Learn a simple lesson from the past, my children. When the morals of a country start to go down into darkness and the teachings turn from God to man, that country will soon be ended. First, the spiritual life, and then the material life of your country shall be destroyed. Accept your cross, my children. Carry it well, for it is only a short and narrow road to the eternal kingdom. And when you choose to drop your cross and go on to the wide road, it is very difficult, my children, to return. Better that you persevere in truth and in faith. Do not cast aside tradition for modernism and humanism, for these are the creations of Satan. You cannot separate faith and tradition, for one stands together with the other to unify my church. It is the foundation of my house. I gave you the direction that has withstood the test of time, and you, in your arrogance and fallen nature of mankind, have now taken it upon yourselves to change my church. this simple lesson. All that is rotten shall fall. The gates of hell shall never prevail against my church. I am with you to the end of time. The Eternal Father watches the battle ahead, allowing man who has chosen to go fast onto the road to Satan and destruction to plunge there faster in his greed and his avarice. Oh, my children, clothe yourselves with modesty and piety. Seek food for your souls. Search for the light and keep your candles burning with my mother. For in the days ahead, if you extinguish your candle, my children, you will be lost in the darkness. Jesus is now, he's going up higher into the sky, and he's holding now his hand in front of him like this, and making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you, and sends among you the Spirit of life. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Constancy and perseverance will keep you on the road to heaven, my children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. Third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Mary, help us, Mother, pray for us. Mary, help us, Mother, pray for us.